This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. The end is sadly here for Pacific Standard Time. 19 museums will let you in free this Saturday for the last day of this spectacular celebration of Southern California art. And Hunter Rojo Yoska Philp joins me now to talk about it. Hi there.
Hi, Lisa.
So, Hunter, to wrap things up, you're looking at the show at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art, which is free this coming Saturday. Pasadena to Santa Barbara is the name of the show.
I know. It sounds like a scenic drive or something. But in fact, there was one influential director of these two museums, a man named Thomas Levitt, and he had the job of being at Pasadena from 57 to 62, and then he went up to Santa Barbara. And this show really examines the exhibitions that happened under his purview, so to speak.
And so what is the connection between Santa Barbara and Pasadena, aside from the fact that they're both wealthy communities that had these important museums in their day?
Well, although they were slightly conservative, they funded these museums and allowed Thomas Levitt to bring in shows of younger artists and show them with more established artists. For example, you would see a young Robert Irwin, and then you would also see Robert Motherwell's paintings. You would see sort of John McLaughlin's abstractions, but you would also see a retrospective of Piet Mondrian.
So what will we see if we go to Santa Barbara this Saturday or sometime this week before it closes?
You'll see a very good survey of what was shown in Pasadena and Santa Barbara between 51 and 69, which sort of puts to rest the idea that nothing was happening here. It's a revisionist idea, really. It's part of the PST project to give us a sense of what LA's art history really was, or the art history of Southern California. And this way, you'll be able to see the quality of the paintings and the artists who were shown here at that time.
Some people have criticized Pacific Standard Time because it focuses, in some people's minds, more on institutions than on the artists themselves. And this show seems to speak to that criticism.
Well, exactly right. But on the other hand, this kind of approach gives us all a sense of what the art history of the period was. We get to go see the kinds of works of art that would have influenced the artists working at the time. And there's an idea that nothing was happening here, and really not much was happening here. But what was here, shown here was of a fairly high quality. And we get to see examples of what that was in this show.
It seems like, as we sum up Pacific Standard Time, what's the big takeaway for us? It doesn't seem at all like nothing was going on during that period after seeing what you've been looking at for the last year or 6 months, seeing what you've been looking at for the last 6 months.
I really think this is about finding the Southern California lost history of art. We discover in so many ways what artists were working here and when and what they represented. And it really has been an eye-opener for me and I think for a lot of other people. And now, even though there wasn't that much focus on individual artists, as a result of these exhibitions, we're now going to see a retrospective of John McLaughlin held at the Orange County Museum of Art and also at the L.A. County Museum of Art, it seems, and a retrospective of John Altoon at the L.A. County Museum of Art. Now, these shows were really maybe not so important to these institutions before they saw the success of Pacific Standard Time and how much clamor and acclaim there has been for those two artists.
Sounds like the ripple effect of PST will have a long-lasting impact on art throughout the region.
I think Pacific Standard Time has already had an incalculable effect on the way the larger world sees Los Angeles. Even though it didn't get as much coverage as I think people really would have liked, I think it did make a much bigger impression than maybe even the Getty thought when it was having this idea of putting it on. I certainly know that scholars, curators, and artists and writers have all been very affected by it one way or the other. I really believe that.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to hear you and see as much of it as I possibly can. Hunter Rojo Yoska Philp will continue to cover art for us here at KCRW. And you can read her commentaries at kcrw.com/art talk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.